बच्चे सर सही चले चले आज
वो वीआईपी वाला साथ
Yeah, there are a lot of things that we'll look back on and we didn't do well. I think in terms of the team, it is important with the volume of cricket that we don't run guys into the ground, but also saying that, you know, the guys that were put out today have been proven at this level, and you know, there's some really good lessons for everyone moving forward. So by and large it was a disappointing performance, but there's a lot of lessons there that I think will help us moving forward.
Day before yesterday, you team did very great job, and today, all field, your team not impressive. So, are you satisfied with your team performance?
Yeah, we certainly went at our best, and Pakistan, I think, were at their best, and it made the gap in the game and the upcoming match to keep the series alive.
At the end of the first innings, did you feel that they were forced to win?
It's always tough chasing a score like that, and I think it's important that when you do go out, you break those sorts of totals down, and you know, a lot of things have to go your way, and I mean, even though we didn't get very close, it's important we do reflect on our batting, not only our bowling, so that we do look to improve on those performances, because nowadays scores like that are scored more frequently.
Initial 5-10 overs, I feel felt that what you have to concern is to win the match today. This land what you have showing that they are not playing for the game today. Did you feel the same thing?
No, that's an interesting observation. No, I didn't feel the same thing.
In the whole series, it's 151-53, and we can expect another prospect in the fourth.
Yeah, look, we know we can play better than that, and we know it's important to do so to keep this series alive. And look, we're going into different conditions again. It's been something that's happened throughout this tour, and you know, it's something that is a pretty young unit. It's important we learn about all these conditions, so then we go on to these new conditions and put out the performance that's required to win this next game.
Okay, two from me. First of all, you obviously had success on Friday with the short ball. You overdo the short ball today?
Yeah, I think we didn't use it as well as we did. Obviously the wicket changed a bit, and we probably tried to bowl a similar length, which in effect was not as short as it was the other day. So we probably needed to adjust earlier as a bowling unit, but look, it is important, I think, moving forward, going into very different conditions again, that we look at how to skin it best possible for those conditions against the Celtics.
And the other one for me, can't be much fun being a captain out there with the over rate, ticking along. Obviously, the time is ticking away. I think you were 20 minutes over at the end.
That
obviously presented its own challenges as captain, in addition to the ball going everywhere.
Good sort of learning curve. You know, captaincy certainly at this level is recently new, but something I'm enjoying, and I'm still yet to speak to the umpires about that. I know we have a few allowances, but yeah, it is tough when the ball's going everywhere and the over rate's getting tight, but at the same time, you know, it's important that you do try and take a second with your bowlers to discuss your plans and look to execute them as best possible, and I think getting through the overs in between times is key.
Although you were chasing a big total, but first Taylor, then you, and then Ronji were playing good, but you kept on losing wickets. It was the main reason you fell well short of the target.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, if you get bowled out before you reach their total, and then you lose. And that's what happened today. But I think in terms of our batting, it was important for, like you mentioned, the guys that got in to try and bat a long time. But with a total out in front of you, there are calculated risks that need to be taken, and they didn't come off for us. And I think moving forward, I mentioned it earlier, that is an important sort of learning for us to work out how to skin that cat in terms of chasing big totals like that.
Do you regret leaving out Mirza for today's match after the disappointing performance in the last match?
Sorry.
Leaving out the 4 wickets in the last match, which is not doing anything. Do you regret the decision of not
the
winning?
Pardon me? I mentioned earlier that it is important that with the workloads and the busy schedule in such a short period of time, that guys like Milne, who obviously was a key performer for us last game, continues to be that for us in the future. And I suppose if you give them too much too quickly, then it puts their body under a lot of stress, and so we're obviously trying to manage that. Moving forward, there is a lot of cricket coming up.
Thanks, guys.